Thank you very much. I want to introduce Jazzy Collins, who's here. And we'll have a few words as well. Thanks, Jazzy.
Good afternoon, everyone. What a beautiful day in San Francisco. I'd like to thank my sisters, the Cold Pink, and we stand in solidarity with you. For members of the press, I spell my name J-A-Z-Z-I-E, Collins, C-O-L-L-I-N-S. And yes, I am an adorable, beautiful transgender female. I want to talk about the war at home here. When we spend additional $5 billion on a war, then we're cutting off funding for programs here at home. The weapons of mass destruction is not in Iraq, Iran, Korea, or China. The weapons of mass destruction are on our streets. They're called Smithson & Wesson, Remington. Yes, Coke 45, and no, I'm not talking about the malt liquor either. These are the weapons of mass destruction that we need to be cleaning up off our streets. Not going to some foreign country to fight and kill women and children that has did nothing to this country. That's $5 billion we can have for our HIV housing, for those who haven't struggled finding affordable housing. For, yes, our fire department to put out fires in our cities. For our local law enforcement that's taking a cut back in funds because there's not enough funding to help local law enforcement out on the fight the war on crime here in our city. These are fundings that we need, and not for that money to be going over to contract defense contractors like in Livermore, where they're building right now an atomic bomb over there, and they just built last year what was considered as a smart bomb. I don't know about you, but I don't know how smart a bomb can be. Especially when it's built by a man, so how smart is that? It's time for Representative Pelosi and her colleagues to say, no, we're not going to fund this unjust, racist corporate war anymore. We're going to fund the people of the United States and help them get out of poverty. We have a big poverty level right here in our country. But where that money going to is going overseas, Sam. We're defending our terrorists. No, we're not defending terrorists. What we're doing is supporting poverty. We're allowing poverty pimps in the corporations continue to do poverty and keep the American people in poverty. That's what we're defending. That's not the war we need to be fighting. The war we need to be fighting right here on our home front. And that war, if it takes all of this, day after day, week after week, month after month, Congress is going to get the message. And Nancy Pelosi, listen and listen closely. We're not playing around here. We are serious. This is our money, and this is what we want it to be spent. This country made a statement last year when they said we wanted a change, but apparently Congress didn't hear that change. They came up with a backdoor way to continue to fund the war and said, well, if President Bush vetoed the measure, we just come up with another measure to give him the proper funding that he needs. Cut off the funding and we can end the war. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jazzy Collins.